Hello and welcome to the Positive Place podcast, your home of feel-good news. Every week, along with special guests, I will be sharing oodles of heartwarming news stories, infinite ideas of activities to get stuck into during isolation, and hopefully putting a smile on your face with a number of entertaining debates about what we're getting up to at home. Each week's podcast will focus on a different theme, from sports to art, volunteering to education. There's something for everyone. Welcome to episode 2. This week, we're switching the paint palettes and sewing machine for the great outdoors as we share some ideas of how you can make the most of the fresh air. We speak to Faye and Matt Doyle from This Expansive Adventure and Tamsin Westhorpe from Stocktonbury Gardens, who shares her tips for beginner gardeners. I also share with you some positive nature-related news stories of the week. But first, here's 7 activities to inspire you to go get outdoors.
We've had a kind of winter edition. I mean, I know we're not in winter right now, but a winter edition of a barbecue. So we had a leftover barbecue and we had some sausages, so we thought, why not? But we didn't have any baps or anything, and of course, we're not just gonna go pop to the shop, so we decided to have a bangers and mash. So I would really recommend having a barbecue.
So I also go for a walk every day, just to try and make sure that I stay sort of connected to the world in this weird way, so I get some air. And also you've got a garden, going out in the garden, playing a bit of swing ball or tennis or basketball or whatever with your family, people at home, is also a great thing to do.
So I like a bit of gardening. I like to go out and, you know, do a bit of weeding, cut the grass. It's nice to be outside or just, like, sunbathe and watch the birds go by.
Is the one exercise a day thing, but I'm trying out new places to go running. I'm lucky enough to live in a rural place, so there's lots of greenery and lots of nice places to go, and some places I wouldn't thought of before, and now I've got the time to go and explore them. So as long as you're doing that by yourself or with members of your household, then I think that's a really good thing to do.
During this quarantine period, I've decided to take up running again, as this is something I did during my first semester at uni. And as we're only allowed out once a day at the moment, and with the amount of work we've got to do, which many of us may find difficult to concentrate on, it's a great way of getting yourself into the right state of mind to work for the rest of the day. And it's great to get fresh air.
Sitting in my garden and enjoying some time with my family, having a chat online with my friends, and just generally enjoying a bit of peace and quiet for a while. I think it's really important to have some time for yourself, but also to enjoy the time that we have with our families.
One of the other fun things that I've been doing recently is I've been hanging out with my dog again, who I haven't seen since uni, and he is an absolute icon. We've been playing football in the garden together, which he loves, and I just love to hang out with him.
For the first discussion of the Get Outdoors edition of the Positive Place podcast, I spoke to Tamsin Westhorpe, who voices her own podcast all about gardening called Fresh from the Pod. In this interview, Tamsin shares her tips and tricks for beginner gardeners, no matter how much outdoor space you may have, as well as explaining all the wonderful benefits of gardening.
Hello, my name's Tamsin Westhorpe. I'm a horticultural writer, a podcaster, an RHS judge, and an author, and I look after my family's 4-acre garden, Stocktonbury in Herefordshire. Now, I'm hoping today that I will be able to encourage some of you to dip your toe into the hobby of gardening. It might not sound the sexiest thing to do, but I can assure you that it is incredibly good for you mentally, physically, and just brings so much pleasure to your life. So I'm hoping that you will take my advice and give it a go, even in a very small way. April is absolutely the best time to take up gardening. Everything's starting to grow. Lots of seeds can be sown. There's so many opportunities for you. And during this time of isolation, I've spent time preparing my raised beds to grow my own veg. I'm sowing some basil indoors. I've sown some tomato seed. What else have I sown? Oh, some courgettes indoors. So I'll wait for them to germinate in the house, and then when they produce little plants, they'll go outside. But you don't need a garden for that. You can grow a tomato plant in a hanging basket if you grow varieties like Tumbling Tom. You can grow mini carrots in a window box if you grow the little round ones. There's so many things that you can do at the moment. So sowing seed is a priority. Also, what I'm doing at the moment is I'm listening to, as I'm gardening, gardening podcasts, hearing what other gardeners are getting up to. I have a gardening podcast called Fresh from the Pod. It's created by the gardening app Candide. And in it, I interview lots of gardening celebrities and gardening experts, and they share with me their top tips. And they also share with me why horticulture has made such a difference to their life, emotionally and physically. So get your potting compost out. Use pots, any old recycled items, as long as they've got holes in the bottom, you can sow seed in them, and invest in a bag of compost, and off you go. You will get so much satisfaction from this. So you might well ask the question, why is gardening so good for your mental health? Now, I don't have a scientific answer for that, but after gardening for 20 years, I think I can say with confidence that it really does make you feel better. When you're gardening, your mind shuts down. It's really interesting. When I'm gardening outside, I'm not thinking about COVID-19 or anything disastrous. I'm thinking about the seasons. I'm looking around me. I'm listening to the birds. It's just... gosh, it just strips away all your troubles. It really is so wonderful. And I honestly don't know how I would cope emotionally without a garden. So give it a go. Give yourself the time. I think that's the thing, is it takes you away from the busy bustle of life. Give yourself the time to get immersed in your garden. And if you don't have a garden, give yourself the time when you're walking just to look at the verges, just to look at other people's gardens. Focus on flowers and plants, and it will bring you so much happiness. And also, if you can't get out, you know, go on the internet, look at gardens, maybe start drawing plants. There's so many ways to get immersed in gardening. And I can honestly assure you that it will make so much difference to your mental health. So only you can prove that it will work by either putting a trowel in the ground or focusing on wonderful seasonal plants and flowers. So if you're a complete novice, how do you get into gardening? Well, can I suggest to you that you start indoors? So invest in a house plant, nurture it, watch it grow. You could even buy something as fun as a Venus flytrap, a cacti. And I can assure you, you'll end up with a windowsill, a little collection of wonderful plants to watch. The other thing you can do is start buying cut flowers, actually, and look at the flowers, study them, enjoy them, realise what that does for you. But on a more practical note, a window box, grow some herbs, or grow some herbs on the windowsill that you can use in your cooking. I tend to find that people who are sort of unsure about taking on gardening get involved because they link it to other senses. So if you can taste what you grow, if you can use what you grow, then it makes it all the more relevant to your life. So herbs, I would say, is a wonderful way to start. Grow some chives, grow some basil, some mint, and just enjoy the flavours, the tastes, and soon, before you know it, you'll have pots surrounding your entire house. But for information, go online. There's information everywhere. There's also some fabulous books available, and I love the old-fashioned Dr. David Hessian guides. There's vegetable guides, there's bulb guides. They're quite dated now, but they are really, really valuable because they're basic and they answer all your questions that you might have. So if you're a beginner gardener, what do you need? Well, not much, to be quite honest with you. Any pot that has drainage holes in the bottom is fine. You could recycle old milk cartons, tin cans, anything. So you don't need to go and spend a fortune. You don't even need a trowel if you're gardening indoors and just sowing seed. You need a bag of compost, preferably seed compost, and a packet of seeds. Oh, and a label would be good. Labels are good with dates and names of what you've sown. Use old lolly sticks or make do amend with something. So it's not a hobby that you need to go out and buy the latest trowel, the latest snazzy secateurs. That's for people that have a large garden and they're fanatical. But if you're at the start of your journey, this honestly is a really cheap hobby. So leave your money in your pocket and give it a go. So at the moment, we can't head to the shops. We don't have money to spare. But this shouldn't stop you gardening. Fortunately, there's some wonderful mail order suppliers, nurseries and seed companies, even compost suppliers that are delivering to our door. So all you need to do is buy a bag of compost and some seed to get started and get cracking. Give it a go, maybe have a little challenge between you and your flatmate or you and your siblings and see who can grow the best tomato plants. Make it fun. And, you know, if it doesn't work, it doesn't work. You haven't wasted a huge amount of money. And you learn by making mistakes. I mean, I've just started making bread and my first loaf was pretty ghastly. But I'm going to give it a go and eventually I'll get it right. So like with any hobby, it's trial and error. And yeah, just keep going. It's so worth it. Well, I think throughout my tips, hopefully I've proved to you that you don't need a garden to take part in gardening. So there's houseplants, there's growing seeds on the windowsill, there's herbs on the windowsill. But also think about your hanging space outside your door. Hanging baskets are amazing. You can go strawberries in them, tumbling tomatoes, mini carrots, radishes. Window boxes can be packed with things. But just make sure they're securely held in place so you don't have any health and safety issues. Now, I hope I've given you some tips that will encourage you to give it a go at this time. Get gardening. You'll never, ever regret it, I can promise you. And if you like the sound of my voice and want to hear more about the wonders of gardening, then do tune in to Fresh from the Pod and download the Candide app, where there's a wonderful community of other learner gardeners there for you to share your top tips. You'll find the podcast anywhere that you listen to podcasts. Happy gardening!
Flora from Yaren has also caught the gardening bug. Here she shares what she's been up to in her garden during isolation.
So for the past 4 years or so, my dad and I have been growing vegetables at the bottom of the garden, and it's actually so therapeutic to go down and have a look and see if they're growing, just to see all the roots popping out, and then that feeling of when you pit your vegetables and then you take them up inside and you cook them all up or you eat them, and it's so rewarding to have grown them yourself and then eat them. And I think especially now it's really important, because obviously some people are worried about a lack of food in the supermarket. So if you can grow your own vegetables, that's amazing. But also it's just something to occupy your time. So at the moment, at the bottom of the garden, we've got some lettuce, radishes, carrots are on order, some peas, some tomatoes, which we started for the first time last year and they were amazing, some onions. We tried strawberries 1 year. That was good, but we haven't got any seeds for this year, so I think it's going to have to be a miss. Some beetroot as well, and we've also ordered some parsnips and some broad beans. So hopefully, fingers crossed, the seeds will arrive soon and we can plant them in the ground. I would really recommend for anyone who wants to, you can buy these really small little seed things that you can literally grow on the windowsill, so you don't even have to have an outside garden. Like my cousin who lives in America, she grows all her seeds on her windowsill. I think she might have a little balcony in trays, and she grows loads and loads of vegetables, and it's just really satisfying when you've planted something, grown it, watered it, and then you pick it at the end and you've got to rub all the dirt off, and it just feels really homemade, really enjoyable. So I would recommend for anyone out there, if you're wanting something to do, now is the time to plant some seeds.
For the second interview of today's episode, I spoke to Faye and Matt Doyle, who are photographers and filmmakers who work predominantly in the travel and adventure sphere. They are also the founders of the blog This Expansive Adventure, which aims to help people to get out and claim more adventurous lives without the fuss. I spoke to Faye and Matt all about the importance of getting outside during the isolation period, as well as their tips on how to make exploring your hometown or city more exciting.
We're Faye and Matt Doyle, and we're photographers, filmmakers and all-terrain explorers, and we've been working collaboratively for a number of years now, and we're also the founders of This Expansive Adventure, which is a blog and related Instagram profile which helps to get people outside living more adventurous lifestyles and connecting with nature without the fuss. We spend the majority of the year travelling for projects and commissions, And as you can probably imagine, due to COVID-19 right now, we've had all of our projects put on hold indefinitely.
So as you can imagine, this would be a very easy time for us to sit around and basically do nothing. Well, we didn't want to do that. We wanted to keep our creativity flowing, and we wanted to inspire the same with others too. And this is how the Mindful Moments Photography Challenge was born.
So firstly, how has your time spent outside changed since this isolation period began?
As you can probably imagine, our time spent outside has changed massively since the lockdown, and we've also been social distancing for a couple of weeks now since we started to see how bad things were getting around the world. You know, it's kind of crazy for us because we had so many big projects planned in the outdoors and a lot of very specific hiking and mountaineering goals that have had to be put on a back burner. And you know, for us and for an awful lot of people in the outdoor scene, the fact that we can't train quite as intensively or we don't have access to these things has really had to make us all be a lot more creative with the time we spend in the outdoors.
The flip side of this is that we've had no choice other than to start exploring the area where we live. And we live in East London, and we've been in this part of the city for about 4 years. And we're finding things right on our doorstep, huge green spaces that we didn't even know existed. So the flip side of it is that we're discovering a lot of really amazing things really close to home. And, you know, I think that can only be a good thing. And I think that most people, if they look, if they take the time to walk around their area, you'll be pleasantly surprised by what you can find.
And we've also found it as a really great opportunity to look at how we can be creative with our adventure. You know, we've seen on a lot of the outdoor groups that we're a part of on Facebook and things like that, that people are climbing Mount Snowdon on their cross trainers, you know, setting themselves really specific goals that can still be done in the outdoors whilst maintaining the standards that the government has set about what we're all supposed to be doing.
How important do you think it is to ensure that we all still exercise and spend time outside during this isolation? And do you think that going on walks helps us to promote positive mental well-being?
We do think that exercise is vital during this time. So at the moment, the government recommends that you're allowed to go out once a day for exercise. And we are using this to walk from our front door, and we're going on urban walks, and this is vital to us. Now, for us, we're people who spend an awful lot of time in the outdoors anyway, and we're out walking, hiking, whatever, we're doing that an awful lot. So for us to be able to continue that, even if we're not in the mountains and just walking around the houses, as it were, is absolutely vital. But there is, of course, a huge mental health side to this as well. And I, and I'm sure Faye would agree with me on this, we're believers that getting outdoors is just a great thing for your mental health.
For us, when we first got into the outdoors and exercise, it's actually interesting because it all started with us doing urban walks, and we got into walking by just walking around our local area and looking at the different houses, different areas, kind of almost getting ourselves lost in different areas. And that was really where the progression to wanting to do bigger things happened, and it became more and more extreme. So it's almost for us like going back to those kind of those basics or the beginning, really, and being able to rediscover things. And there really is so much to discover in your local area, so much that you can appreciate that you maybe don't look at or see normally. And just the benefits for us that we see from when we head out for a walk versus when we come back from a walk is often a completely different change in mood. And we have noticed that this is the case for an awful lot of people too. And actually, one of the things that we've noticed a lot about the lockdown, and of course, you know, we don't know how things are going to progress with that over the coming weeks, but is that we're seeing a lot more people actually going out for walks. And we're hoping that it might be a case that people realise after all of this that they actually really enjoy being in the outdoors, and hopefully it will get a few more people into wanting to try to go for more walks and hikes.
How has social media helped you to remain adventurous?
So it might seem a bit counterintuitive, but we've actually found social media to be a great resource during this. Now, obviously, we can't just follow on with exactly what other people are doing because we're geographically limited at the moment because of the travel restrictions that are in place. However, it's still a fantastic resource to see what other people are doing and how people are using this time. And this is a great way to get inspiration. And similarly for us, you know, we can talk about what we're doing. You know, we're sharing things on Instagram stories and we're getting a great positive response to those, you know, with people saying that they're taking inspiration from what we're doing and how they can apply that to their own situations.
But we also think it's important to recognise with social media that now can be quite a difficult time with it. There seems to be quite a lot of pressure to almost fill your time with things, and actually that can feel quite pressurizing to people. So we think that in order to use social media in a positive way at this time, it's almost to kind of pick and choose what you decide to listen to and what you decide to look at. And it's also really important to realize that it is still possible to look at positive things in this time, rather than just looking at all of the negatives that are going on. And personally, as creatives, we've seen that there's an awful lot of people offering really great things. And, you know, it's really interesting to see just how those things are kind of coming out to help people.
So can you explain a little bit about the photo challenge that you've started?
So the Mindful Moments Photography Challenge that we've started through our blog and Instagram, it's a challenge to help people reconnect to the small little moments of joy that we can all find in our everyday. And the idea of the challenge is to get people looking for and searching for really small moments. This can be the way the light is hitting a curtain, which is how it reflects on the wall, for example. This can also be how the light is, you know, flickering on a plant that you might have on your windowsill and how this looks different at completely different times of the day. And the idea of the challenge is to look at taking a photograph each day. This can just be on your phone. There's no previous photography experience necessary. It can be on a more professional camera if that's something that you have and enjoy using. But the idea really is it's to force you to look for these kind of little mindful moments throughout your day. And we are running this with a hashtag Mindful Moments Photo on Instagram, but there's also absolutely no kind of prerequisite that if you want to take part in the challenge that you have to upload your images to Instagram. It's purely just to help people kind of see that there are completely different moments in our day. You know, we're living in a situation at the moment where there are so many complex ideas and big things to think about, and it's a real time of uncertainty for a lot of people. And, you know, something that we've found incredibly helpful in times where we've had anxiety and depression and moments of uncertainty in our lives, to be looking for the small moments that we can appreciate in our everyday lives to help us realize that there is more to a day than just one situation.
Do you think that mindful moments will help people feel connected to the wider outside world during what can be described as a very lonely time?
Yes, I do. Basically, the idea of the challenge is to help rekindle a sense of wonder in people. You become overly familiar with the world around you, and you start to ignore a lot of the beautiful things that are present in your day-to-day life. And there's this temptation or this thought that you need to travel somewhere new and novel to get amazing photographs. Now, we can't do that at the moment. So what we're trying to do is we're trying to get people to kind of rekindle that sense of wonder in their immediate environment. Now, this basically gets you looking and just trying to see things in a new way and to just re-engage with your surroundings. And I think that can only be beneficial to people. And it will also transfer into, you know, if you're outside on your daily walk or whatever, you know, you're helping, this inquisitive sense is helping you see things in a fresh light around you. And I think that, yeah, that can only help people connect more with what's around them.
And finally, how can I get involved with Mindful Moments?
The easiest way to get involved with the challenge is to head over to our blog, thisexpansiveadventure.com, where you'll find in our most recent featured posts a link to the challenge and inside that is a introduction video which explains more about the challenge, and also a downloadable sheet which has lots of inspiration as to how to get started with the challenge. You can also upload your daily photographs or however often you decide to get involved with the challenge over on Instagram, and you can use the hashtag mindfulmomentsphoto and you can tag us FM_Doyle, and we'll really look forward to seeing your mindful moments. Obviously, with the challenge, there is absolutely no prerequisite that you have to do this through Instagram. You can even do this through your own Facebook or find your own way to do this. You don't even have to post online at all. It's not about that. It's just about trying to get you to see these joyful, mindful moments. But if you do want to get involved, we'll really look forward to seeing them.
To round off this week's outdoor themed episode, I thought it would be nice to share three positive news stories about the environment that I've seen over the past few days. The canals in Venice are clearer than they have been for the last 60 years due to a number of lockdown measures taken due to the coronavirus. Many locals took to Twitter to express their surprise when the waterways became crystal clear after only a few days of boat traffic slowing down. It was possible to see fish in the water once again, and swans returned to the canals. Down on the coast of Sardinia, clearer and cleaner water also led to a few sightings of dolphins near to the coast. The Himalayas have become visible for the first time in years. According to CNN, locals in the Punjab region of India have been able to see the Himalayas for the first time in decades due to reduced levels of pollution since India's lockdown. Delhi is also believed to have experienced a 44% reduction in air pollution levels after only one day in lockdown. There's been a huge reduction of air pollution globally. China's lockdown led to a 25% decrease in CO2 emissions when compared with the same period in 2019. Researcher Marshall Burke from Stanford University calculated that the reduction in emissions in China in January and February could save as many as 77,000 lives, which, put into context, is more than 20 times the number of people who died from coronavirus in that time. Sadly, that's all we've got time for this week. Thanks again for joining me on the Positive Place podcast. I hope you've been inspired to get outdoors and make the most of the area around you, whether that be following the tips from Tamsin and trying out some gardening, or taking on the Mindful Moments challenge set by Faye and Matt. I do hope you can join me next week when we'll be discussing how people are continuing their hobbies from home and speaking to the Girl Guiding Advocate panel all about their sewing initiative, Social Distancing. Until then, stay safe and have a lovely week.